The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Linda Bott and Jared on the – Jared's at the production helm. Good morning, buddy.
Got to turn my mic on.
Yeah,
good morning.
You better.
Good morning. Hey,
so, it's not Monday, Jared.
No.
Good morning, everybody.
I have to be trained on Monday.
So, yeah. So, boy, look how beautiful it is. Since I got my new Nespresso machine, I like to make my coffee early and go out and watch the sun rise. I mean, the sun isn't up over the hills, but it's such a beautiful way to start the day, embrace the day, and the birds start to come out. I'm going to give you a little bit of what's happening with the weather today. It's currently 64. Today it will be partly sunny with a high of 87. Chance of showers tonight, according to this National Weather Service forecast. Can you believe that? With our lows of 62 and our highs of
we can use that right now.
Saturday, our chance of showers again with a high of 81, a low of 61. We're supposed to go hiking this weekend. We got 2 days to hike Saturday and Sunday up in Mount Shasta. Sunny on Sunday with our high of 94 and lows of 67. Monday calls for hot. Now here we go again. With back up to 99, and Tuesday hot with 99. So we just, now we have just a couple of those days in forecast of 40% chance of rain on Saturday and tonight. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. It's weird to be back on the microphone.
Well, you know, you've had house painting, which is still going on this morning, and
can I just say
air conditioners breaking?
Can
down.
I just say that two things that I want to quickly talk about? Eagle Eye Painting have come in like the SWAT team. They are rock stars, ready and armed, and like just
armed for scrapers.
They're incredible.
They are.
They are like the big guns. They come in. I have not experienced that because, you know, we had our house painted, what, 8 years ago. But these guys, and then I kept, couldn't think of the color, have gone back and forth with the color. I knew, but it's going to not, we're not going to get the color done until next week because there's been such prep. Three guys out there this morning. Three. Because they want to get this stuff done. And then, of course, we have no idea what's going to be happening on the weekend. But get all that stuff, dead stuff. And we have a redwood house. So there's a lot of prep.
I came back and it had, like, great paint. I thought, are they painting already? And you said, oh, no, there's this special layering paint they use so they can come in and scrape off more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, no, Eagle Eye Painting, big shout out to them and Alliance.
And it's pretty intense. It's like a major operation.
Okay, we have to get into this.
Yes, and we have a pet of the week.
We do, but we also have to say the news is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
Caring, compassion, and community.
There we go.
Okay, let's go to Amy, and we've got a special guest, Peyton. Good morning.
Good morning.
And their driver, Mark. He's sitting on the floor with the dog.
Okay, now let's
both
talk
of them kind of scratching behind their ear. Right
let's
now.
Talk about Camp Love a Pet. And let's talk, Amy, what's happening today?
All right, so today I have Peyton with me because tomorrow is graduation, and she has an amazing dog named Ralph who has not been adopted. So 9 of our camp dogs have been adopted so far of the 18. Oh, 10. That's right. I forgot there was one more. So 10 of the 18 have been adopted so far, which is amazing, but we obviously our goal is to get all 18 adopted
right
before camp ends. So Peyton is here, and she's going to tell you a little bit about Ralph, who is an adorable little pit bull who has been with us. I say little because he's only about 40 pounds. He's
right,
like really like petite, you know, he's a small guy. And he's been with us for over 200 days, so he is definitely looking for his forever home.
Yes, Ralph is a 2-year-old pit bull mix, and he is super playful. He's super obedient, too. He can sit and lay down. He can roll over and army crawl. This dog is amazing, you guys. Yes, like Amy said, he's been here a while and is definitely still looking for his forever home.
All right, so he's looking for his forever. Let's talk about his qualities. I know you told just said a few.
Get in there.
But you've been in his camp. You've been at this camp with him, which is how many weeks?
2 weeks now.
2 weeks of how many days a week?
Five.
Ten full days of training, Ralph.
Yes.
And okay, have you done this before?
I did it last year, but because of the car fire, I only got to do it for 4 days before we were evacuated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 10 full days with Ralph. What would you say his personality traits are?
He's very playful, and he has such a big heart. He loves people. He is really friendly.
He's very affectionate.
He's over there licking Mark's face.
He's very affectionate. He's not aloof at all, and he kind of really just, like, melts to people. He bonds very quickly with people as well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I went over there, and Ralph wanted to become my best friend. So, you know what? This is a black pity cross, would you say?
Yes. Two-year-old pit bull terrier mix.
Okay. Yeah.
He's on the, like I said, on the smaller side, though. He's, like, really petite.
Now he's sitting down, leaning up against Mark Story, who's here, of course. Mark's the CEO of Haven Humane. Got his head back, going, yeah, this is fine. I like this. Air-conditioned place, you know.
So is there what's happening at Haven Humane this weekend? Of course, we're pushing people today and tomorrow to get out there and look at Ralph. And then what else is happening with the
We have the graduation
okay.
This weekend. So it's at 9 a.m. at Haven Humane. So if anybody has, you know, just want to come see what Camp Love a Pet's all about, maybe, you know, watch the graduation and learn a little bit about each dog. If you're in the market, it'll let you know which ones are not adopted yet and are still looking. And then the kids go over what they, you know, what they've learned in camp, like what the dogs have learned. So all the tricks. And it definitely gives you like an opportunity to come and hear what the kids have to say about the animals. And so the dogs that are already adopted, the people that adopted them will be there tomorrow to pick them up. So they get to watch the graduation of their dogs, which is really exciting. The kids love to be able to hand off their dog after graduation to their owner, where it just goes home and not back into the shelter. Mm-hmm. It's really rough on the kids who have to take their dogs back into the shelter.
Oh, dear.
After, you know, they put them back in a kennel after graduation. So that's really rough on them. So that's why we are always so super focused on making sure that we're, you know, marketing our camp dogs and really putting them out there. Ralph is super, super sweet. This kid didn't present himself super well in the kennels for a while. He's the kind of dog that's over there barking and doing backflips because he's so excited to see you. Out of the shelter and out of the kennels and walking around, he's super obedient. He walks really well on a leash. Like, he's not a big giant puller. He just kind of likes to sit near you and be around you. He likes to play fetch. He likes to, I think he's one of the ones that gets in the water a good amount too. Like when the volunteers have him out in the play yards, we have little pools. But unfortunately, just because of his kennel behavior, which we always try to encourage people to not look at so much, don't judge them by what they're doing in a cage. You would have to
how would you act in a cage. Exactly. How would you act? I'd be flipping out.
Come meet them in a visiting room. Come take them in a side yard and play. Like, it's a lot different when they're not in a kennel. So that's main reason why Ralph has been with us for so long. But that's the only reason I can think of, because everything else, he's perfect. So.
Fantastic. And Peyton, it's great to have you here today.
So what's the special trip?
Are you doing this again?
Yeah. Because he needs attention.
I need attention. So all of our camp dogs are only $25.
Okay.
So if you're interested in one of our camp dogs, you know, there is the also, you know, the really good push towards them is that they're $25 to adopt plus a licensing fee. So
I tell you what.
And they're ready. They're ready to go.
If somebody adopts Ralph, we'll pay that fee.
Oh,
we'll pay
cool.
the $25 fee if somebody adopts Ralph.
All right,
right
you guys,
here.
There
you
go.
Heard it first year. Now, Peyton, what's the special
trick? You will have your fees from KCNR.
Yeah. What's his special trick?
His special trick? Probably roll over. He is kind of like, well, he loves to roll over anyways just because he's a playful dog. But on command, yeah, he does roll over really nice and really smooth. It's awesome.
Can he do it now?
Probably.
Okay.
For treats.
Well, thank you so much. And, again, we were out there at the Haven Humane Golf Tournament. And one of the main sponsors of one of the holes, by the way, was Alliance Heating and Air. And we just can't say enough, because our air conditioning went out, and Alliance Heating and Air came in that day if it wasn't for them and the heat that we have had. So we appreciate them, because they also the segue is they supported you guys on a big level, and it was really fun to see them out there, Martin and the gang. for a whole sponsorship in these little cute little bags. And so we love Camp Love a Pet, and we are going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
We had a rollover, but
what we'd love to do is roll over in our sleep number bed.
Whoa, do we, sleep number. You know, we've had that bed for 5 years.
Or counting, I think.
I don't think it's been that long, but you know what? We just immediately fall asleep. All the things going on. Now, the bedroom is hotter than it should be until we get the air conditioning.
Right, but we have one of those units with the
hose
that goes out
of
the window.
Yeah, and but we still sleep so well in there. My sleep number setting is 60.
I don't know. I'm fluctuating mine right now. I would say that mine is 65. 65 last night.
Okay. It was your sleep number setting was 65. But here, right now, you can go down to the sleep number store, and you can save up to $600 on a select sleep number 360 smart bed. You're only going to find sleep number in the sleep number store, though. Find one in the Target Shopping Center. That's the one you need to go to. Go to the Target Shopping Center. Go into the sleep number store. Tell them you'd like to see the 360 smart bed that adjusts to you as you sleep during the night. Sleep number, if you want a great night's sleep, ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. We'll be right back after these messages with our movie review.
Ooh.
With us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for State Assembly District 1. One of the largest problems facing us in California today is unfunded pensions. Most people don't know how bad this problem is and how it's affecting your city or county. For the city of Reading, this means not having enough money for the police department, fire department, roads, and for most general fund spending. The California Public Employees Retirement System is failing. To backfill the loss of revenue, city and county's general fund budgets are being eaten alive. If action isn't taken over the next 6 years, many cities will default on their payments. This could lead to a reduction of retirement dollars for many. No one wants to see that happen. I'm the only candidate in the assembly race talking about finding a solution to this problem. And the more we talk about this problem, the sooner we can fully fund these pensions. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Backbone and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning, 67 degrees, going up to only 82 today here on the 9th of August, a Friday. That sounds so good to me. Hey, State of the Tribe, the Raiding Rancheria on September 10th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center is going to do their State of the Tribe. Tickets are $45, table of eight, $345. To reserve your tickets, call Maria Orozco at 530-242-4516. And then, of course, the 67th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue at Lake Redding Park, Sunday, September 8th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. $8 pre-sale, $9 day of the barbecue, tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and coffee. Drive through or eat there.
I want to do a shout-out to somebody who's been an instrumental part of our radio station, and her name is Karen Bosman, and she is the graphic designer that does so much from Wonderland Signs, that does our signs, that does our ads, that she and her brother Steve helped do our rebrand us so that when we became 96.5 FM, and all of that takes a long time to do, like reposters, whatever. And she's just been right there for us every single day that we call up and ask for anything. She's right there, and she's a very dear friend of mine. She's, you know, she owns Chameleon Costumes, and she's been a tremendous friend and just a vital source of information. And I always try to encourage people, you know, don't go to your big box stores and buy your costumes. Use somebody who's local. She charges like $56 to $75, so you are outfitted with original, great stuff if you're going to costume parties coming up or themed parties. And then you don't have to try to sell it at a garage sale or give it away. This is something where you're helping a local business. So anyway, she's just been a great friend, and happy birthday, Karen. Now, let's go into this feel-good stuff, okay? Shall we, Carl?
Absolutely, because we've got with us our movie critic. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay.
Well, let's have you introduce yourself. How would you like, let's get that microphone up there. Yeah. Move it up. There you go. You're good because you're tech guy and Mr. Producer. Would you please introduce yourself and how, if you were auditioning right now? Let's do that real fast.
I am Robert Burke. I am a movie reviewer on theclevercritics.com. It's a YouTube channel where I review films probably about 3 or 4 a week, just depending on how many are out at the time. I am also an actor at local theater productions, and I am a high school student at Shasta High.
And you are making a film.
Yes, I am. I am in the process of making part 2 to a film that I made back in November. It was released on Thanksgiving Day last year. So part 2 I have been working on, and I believe it'll probably land around Thanksgiving Day this year.
So how are you in the makeup department?
I don't do a whole lot of makeup on my films. There's one actor who has a scar on their face, and they do that makeup themselves because they like makeup, but I am not super involved in makeup.
Well, what I'm getting at is that you are learning and putting yourself in every aspect of what it takes with theater, backstage, props, film. I mean, you're learning the gamut of and the theater is quite different than film. I mean, they talk about, you know, like some stage actors can never really cross over to film because they're too huge. Same thing with, you know, so how's that been working for you?
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, obviously very famous for Hamilton, said that he got where he was by doing everything, by working and doing everything, by doing props, by doing makeup, by doing on stage acting, by doing backstage. So trying to learn everything about both film and theater, I think, only benefits both sides. If I learn more about theater, I learn more about film. And if I learn more about film, then I learn more about theater.
I think that's the secret, because even though one tries to be, you know, hone in on what their skill is, let's say it's a form of music. You've got opera singers, rock players, pop. Well, a lot of times, opera, like a Pat Benatar trained in opera, can go rock. I know that ages me, but you should kind of tune into the genres, because I think that you learn something from each one. So speaking of genres, we're going to cover. I love you introducing yourself, because 4 films a week is a lot. Now Carl and I have been super busy, blah blah blah. One film we've seen, because when we went, you know, I really wanted to see Pavarotti. The film Ron Howard did. I wanted to see that so badly, but it didn't run.
It was my fault, too, because I just couldn't see, 90 minutes about Italian race car drivers.
But my parents went after I talked about it, because my dad's an opera singer, and they just loved it. But anyway, I saw Ron Howard talking about this. But, you know, you've got to travel sometimes, because some of these indies are not released in Reading. So you have to go to Chico or Ashland. What do you do? Where do you go when you want to really see a film and you can't get it in Reading?
Well, there is a theater down in Chico called the Pageant Theater, and they usually have a lot of limited release films. I have not been there myself because it's an hour away, mm-hmm. but I almost went there to go see Pavarotti because it was showing for 2 weeks. I was thinking of doing it. One of the weeks I was in Pennsylvania, so I couldn't really make it. And the other week I was closing Little Shop of Horrors at Shasta College. But
download it in any way now?
I think that it'll come available for streaming pretty soon if it's not available already. The way that I see a lot of these independent films is oftentimes I'll wait until they have to come out on streaming. But Reading has been better about getting independent films recently, because with Cinemark 14 redoing their whole brand by adding the recliner seats, by having the new concessions, by selling alcohol, all of that has made it so that they are actually attracting more independent films. Like this weekend, they attracted The Farewell, which is a movie about an Asian American woman who has to go visit her grandma in China after she learns of her terminal illness. This is a movie I got to see in Sacramento, but it's really cool that it came to Reading and that Reading is getting more of these independent films.
So would you recommend The Farewell? I think we saw a trailer on that, and it looked, it's like, you know, when, that's what we were talking about. I'm just going to have 2 thoughts here before we take our break, is that we looked at the theater, we had a day, and everything was Marvel. And we just weren't in the mood at that particular point to see, like, you know, 5 theaters were filled with the new release of, I'm not sure what it was, but I it was like we were trying to find something along those lines. It was drama that was heavy, that was a good storyline. And during July, it was very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing with the summer, is that that's the time that the big studios are dropping their big box office bombs. They're dropping the Marvel movies. Just recently, they dropped a Fast and Furious movie. They're dropping, you know, the Disney live action, like The Lion King and Aladdin. They're dropping all these big box office movies because they hope that that's where they'll make their money. And that actually was a bit of an overflow this summer because there were too many, to the point that movies like Dark Phoenix, the new X-Men movie, or Men in Black, the new Men in Black movie, they were actually losing money for the studios because it was too many big blockbusters in the theater. And that's the problem with summer.
All right. So we're going to have to take a break here. And in an early break here, let's just talk about, I love that. I'd love to hear that, because we were right, Carl.
Yes.
About the just too many movies.
Yeah, there was too many of them that came out.
Yeah. Yep. So, hey, but we will go see Fast and Furious for sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heating and Air. What can I say? They're saving our lives here. And no offense to the guy that came in from our American Home Shield, but he said the job's too big for me. Well, it's not too big for Alliance. And so we're hoping that we can get that started very soon, where they're going to come in and redo all the air conditioning in one part of the house. They've already fixed the other part of the house 3 years ago. But Alliance Heating and Air, they do outstanding work. It's a veteran-owned business. They can do any type of heating or cooling systems. They can repair them or they can replace them, and they do it fast. They do it very professionally, and you don't have to worry about it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And we'll be right back with our film critic, Robert. Can't wait to hear what you feel about what's been out. We'll be right back here.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino, Cody Johnson, All-American Texas country music singer-songwriter, on stage performing favorites, On My Way to You, and Ain't Nothing to It.
Left behind me up in smoke, every fork in the road.
Cody Johnson, October 17th, tickets on sale at windriver.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite at 241-3474. 241-DISH. It's our local guy who's got great deals right now. Special packages and the Stars and Stripes packages for our veterans and our first responders. Go on down there. Find out, besides getting the great deal, the $300 gift certificates that he's been handing out and other great deals that they have down there, even more for our veterans and our first responders. That's BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. We're here with our movie critic of the century,
Robert Burke, who also writes for A News Cafe. And what was the other website?
TheCleverCritics.com. That'll lead you to the YouTube page. You can also look up The Clever Critics on YouTube.
TheCleverCritics.com. All right, top films of the summer.
All right, so What's cool about this year is that my top five of the year are all movies from the summer. The summer season of movies really starts at a different place every single year because earlier and earlier you're seeing big blockbusters come out. To me, Avengers Endgame back on April 26th marks the beginning of the summer because it's been May for a while, but I like to just add in the Avengers film there because it was the biggest film of the year and the biggest film of all time. So I like to add it in there. An honorable mention, I would say, is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That movie almost made the top five. I think it's exceptional. It's super fun, super relaxed. The last 20 minutes are awesome, as I'm sure everybody has heard, because people are talking about the last 20 minutes of this movie. But that was my honorable mention.
Do you think Brad Pitt or Leonard DiCaprio have any chance of an Oscar?
I think Brad Pitt does. Because
that last 20 minutes was all Brad.
Well, really, I think that this is a movie with both Leonardo and Brad. They're both leads in this movie. But to me, Brad Pitt stood out more because we've seen Leonardo DiCaprio do better than that. I struggle to find a role that Brad Pitt did that was better than that. Even Fight Club, I think that he was better in this movie than Fight Club.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My number five movie of the year is a movie that didn't come to Reading, but it's a really great film. People should know about it for when it comes on streaming. It's called The Art of Self-Defense.
Ooh.
It's a movie with Jesse Eisenberg, and it follows this guy who is kind of a loser. He works a boring desk job, and one day while getting food for his dog, he is mugged in the street. So in order to kind of bend back against that, he joins this this karate class for adults. And through this karate class, he learns about toxic masculinity and about protecting yourself and a lot of different things. And it's just a really creative movie. It's the type of movie that will later become like a cult classic that people will talk about. It's like it feels a lot like a 90s movie, like a cult classic from the 90s. So definitely check this movie when it comes out. I got to see it in San Francisco because I was visiting down there, and it was playing at a theater there. And it only played in a few theaters because it didn't do well financially. But if you can, once it comes out on streaming, check this movie out. It's really, really great.
The Art of Self-Defense.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like a book.
Yeah.
But it's a movie.
It's a movie. My number four of the year is Elton John's biopic, Rocket Man.
Really? Okay, we haven't seen that.
It's really great. It's everything I wish Bohemian Rhapsody was, because I wasn't a big fan of Bohemian Rhapsody, mostly because I thought it was a by-the-numbers musical biopic. This one is kind of a musical as well as a musical biopic. So they use Elton John's music and choreograph dances to them and choreograph actors with them, and they use it as a way to tell the story of Elton John. And because of that, there's this really cool style of the movie that really makes you feel like you're living the same life as Elton John as he's going through all this crazy stuff, because his life was extremely difficult. And it's easy to forget that when you're listening to his music, because his music is really fun and it's enjoyable. But he lived an extremely difficult life, and the way that they represent that in this movie is so touching, and you'll never listen to an Elton John song the same way.
Really?
No matter how much you love them, you'll never listen to one the same way after you see this movie.
So you have an altered, you have a shift that happens inside of you when you're watching this film about him. Okay.
Mostly just a lot of respect for him,
right,
for how much he went through he was able to still bring out some of the best music.
Right. There you go. Great. Number four, that was Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
Okay.
So my number three of the summer was Booksmart. This was a little small teen comedy that came out back on May 24th, and it kind of disappeared pretty quick. Didn't make a whole lot of money because it was a smaller movie, but it follows these two young girls who have just graduated high school, and they have one night left. They were, like, super book smart. They focused purely on school. And they have one night left before graduation to party. And they want to try to party as much as they possibly can. And it's a really simple premise. And with a lot of directors, it can just become a really stupid, raunchy comedy. And there is a lot of really stupid jokes in here, but there's also a lot of really smart jokes. And at the end of the movie, it's just really, really touching, because it's about friendship and it's about how far you're willing to go with somebody, even if you have conflict, even if you have struggles with them, and just what it means to be a high schooler. It's a really touching movie. It's something that all ages can enjoy, because there's comedy for all ages, there's drama all ages can relate to, even though it is a high school movie. So that was my number three, was Booksmart. Check that one out as well, because a lot of people didn't see it. My number two of the summer was a movie a lot of people saw. In fact, it was the highest grossing film of all time, was Avengers Endgame. It's a culmination of 22 movies, and being a culmination of so many movies and combining so many different genres and styles that so many different directors brought to characters. I mean, think about it. There's every single hero basically in this movie had their own standalone movie, and every single standalone character had a director that made the style for that movie. So what they had to do is take all those styles and amalgamate it into one big epic 3-hour movie. And in terms of pure experience, Endgame was probably one of the best movies I've ever seen, because it was so fun. I jumped multiple times. I clapped multiple times. This was probably the closest a movie can get to a concert. It's so exciting. It's so invigorating.
Is it still here?
It's at the Dollar Theater now, because okay. It came out back in April.
We need to go see it. You've excited me.
It's a really fun movie. Even if you haven't seen the other Marvel movies, as long as you've seen Avengers Infinity War, which is the first part, which is on Netflix.
We've seen that, and that was the one that ended with what?
Thanos snapping.
Who?
The snap.
The snap.
Is that what it ended with? And all the people...
Oh, yes.
Dust away?
Yeah, everybody dust away. Yes.
Yeah, this movie is the follow-up to
that. Okay.
So
it looks like the Earth has just been destroyed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's such a fun movie. So then after that is my number one movie of the year. This is...
A little drum roll here.
A weird movie, and it's definitely not for everybody. It's not a movie I can really recommend, because it is very weird and very strange, but if you're into weird movies, you'll love this movie.
Love weird movies.
It's called Midsommar. It's from the director of Hereditary, which came out a year ago. And it's about this young woman, Dani, who is dating a guy who is kind of a bit douchey. He's not a great guy. And him and his friends go on this midsummer retreat to, I think it's Scandinavia, or it's Sweden. That's right. It's Sweden. They go to Sweden for a midsummer festival. It's like a cultural festival that's based on actual midsummer traditions, but it gets very cultish, and it's a horror movie.
Ooh.
And it's very, very creepy.
Ooh.
It's very interesting. The thing that I love most about it is that the cult in the movie feels so realistic, and it feels so lived in, because all of the traditions that they have feel so real. And every single time that I watched this movie, I was completely just stopped in my tracks, and all I could do was watch the movie. It's super, it'll just bring you into the world of the movie from your seat from the moment it starts. And
bloody.
It's pretty bloody. It's pretty sexual. It's definitely a movie only older people should watch.
Are you old enough to go to
those?
Yes,
he is now. Yes, he is. He's driving.
I'm driving myself, so
yes.
I'm allowed to see whatever I want now.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Michael Burt's over here going,
But here's the thing. You started to do this when you were three. This has been a life calling for you. So I think as parents would realize that, you know, you're looking through the eyes of, through the different kind of eyes in other kids. You know, if you see a violent inflicted film, it's not like you're going to go out and create the violence. You're looking at it from the art form of, because there's art in all of these movies. And it's kind of hard to think that from somebody who's not an artist, but there is. There's an art form in slash films. There's an art form in the adventures. There's an art form in the animation. It's just looking at it from an eye of somebody like yourself, you know, Mr. Burke.
We're here with Robert Burke, who is going to be our film critic now that he can drive himself. And we're going to have a regular day once a month that he can come in there and give us 30 minutes of what films are out there, what ones maybe we should be seeing, and maybe a review of some others. So,
and maybe how about a review on some of the top things on Netflix?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I like the movie thing. Stay in your genre. So nice to have you here today.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're so amazing.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit Cornerstone Community Bank. Experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Pages, the Copy and Center, and what they're doing for veterans for the entire month of August. I can tell you this, it is spectacular.
A local business.
We'll be right back.
Mama Rita, don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for State Assembly District 1. One of the largest problems facing us in California today is unfunded pensions. Most people don't know how bad this problem is and how it's affecting your city or county. For the city of Reading, this means not having enough money for the police department, fire department, roads, and for most general fund spending. The California Public Employees Retirement System is failing. To backfill the loss of revenue, city and county's general fund budgets are being eaten alive. If action isn't taken over the next 6 years, many cities will default on their payments. This could lead to a reduction of retirement dollars for many. No one wants to see that happen. I'm the only candidate in the assembly race talking about finding a solution to this problem. And the more we talk about this problem, the sooner we can fully fund these pensions. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me like to talk to you. We're your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling. And how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with the new Energy Star High Efficiency Heating and Cooling System. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 68 degrees going up only to like 84 today. 7:48 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Knows the ins and outs of fixing windshields better than anybody in town. A veteran-owned business that can fix a chip in your windshield to a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Thoroughly professional. If you can't fix it, he'll tell you that. He'll send you to a place that he trusts, but he guarantees his work for life. That's Jeff Wurst. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-837-3 for an appointment today. Hey, we're sitting here with Kevin Hardy the owner of Page's Copy Center, and I pursued him and harassed him to get him over here because he is doing something that is just, frankly, I think is extraordinary.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, 35 years.
Yes.
It's the 35th anniversary of Page's Copy Center.
We used to be the mailbox. A lot of people were familiar with that in the old mall. It's right across where the county clerk's is. And right now it's the fashion boutique. And then the previous owner, Kelly Combs, moved our location to Pine and Placer about 6 years ago. He retired. I was working for him, and it just worked out that I took over the shop, and it's a blast working there. I love it.
Well, welcome to being a business owner in downtown Reading.
I love it. So much fun.
6 years ago?
We moved to Pine and Placer about 6 years ago. I've been working there for a little over 4 years.
Okay. So it's the 35th anniversary, yep. but you're doing something special. Tell everybody what it is.
Well, I want to party and celebrate 35 years, but I want to do something for my community. And I've gotten to know a few members that are in the VFW, and I just built these friendships, and I was just like, is there something I can do for you? And so Wes and I sat, and we had dinner, and we talked, and we just came up different ideas for a fundraiser. And I was like, well, you know, I want to celebrate being in business 35 years. That's pretty awesome. Can we do something to promote and honor you? And so we came up with a month-long fundraiser. And at the end of the month, on the 30th, we're going to have a giant block party on Pine and Placer, and we're just going to do one last push for a fundraiser and just try to get as many resources that we can to give to our veterans and all the wonderful services they offer their community and the greater Reading area as well.
This is a specific is for veterans, but it's in support of Reading VFW Post 1934, which might be losing its home here, as you know, because of the purchase of that whole shopping area there.
Where Oregon Street Antiques
on Oregon,
were. Mm-hmm. You know, they've closed.
Mm-hmm. And they may, you know, the people there, it's Woody's is there in the VFW Post. Mm-hmm. So Woody's, I think, is going to weather this, but I'm not sure that the VFW Post isn't going to have to move. But you want to raise at least $10,000 for them to be able to continue what they're doing.
If we look at this time last year, unfortunately, we had the car fire. But the community came together, and we responded and raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. People from outside the community donated into Reading as well. So I would love to see, love to be able to, at the end of the month, have $10,000 for them. I would love to do more because I know this community is so generous and loving of everyone in our community. It doesn't matter who they are. We go out of our way to make sure people are loved. And regardless of what the location, if the VFW does need to move, as a community, we're behind them, and we celebrate and we enjoy, and it will be a smooth transition. If they're able to stay, we'll have more resources to let them stay in the building, do more activities, be a greater outreach to the veteran community and the people they serve.
Well, they provide, people don't really realize it, but they have places there for kids. People want to bring their kids mm-hmm. in. It's a hall where you can literally have parties there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place for veterans and their guests. And you don't have to be a veteran of a foreign war to go there. If you're a veteran, you're welcome
mm-hmm.
There. The only thing you can't do is vote for the officers, and none of us vote for the officers anyway. So, but this is, I just wanted to give Kevin Hardy a big shout out and a thank you for what you're doing there. Now, how do people donate for this?
We just ask people to swing by the shop, come on in. We have a little jar. We're just throwing the cash in there or a check. And if you write a check or even cash donation, we can get you a letter for a tax write-off. We've had a couple people in the community donate. Deja Vu Restaurant has donated a free gift card for their restaurant. Wonderful, delicious food. They just got their beer and alcohol license. So if you want to go have mimosas, you can win a prize and do that. U.S. Bank's been fortunate and generous to us. They've given us tickets to Stephen Marley, and we're going to be passing those out randomly during the raffle. Market Street Steakhouse has donated a lunch, and we have a few other places in the community that are also donating. Just hasn't actually – it's in the works, but we'll have more and more gifts to give out. We've had
– Now, is this on the – when does that happen?
Just randomly.
Oh, randomly.
Yeah,
okay.
we're trying to, every $1,000 that's raised, we're going to do a couple raffles. And so we're just kind of waiting. We're going to have a Facebook Live event. So if you jump on our Facebook page, you'll see a letter I wrote why we chose the VFW. My grandpa was an Air Force. And when he passed, I never had a chance to meet him. I was too little. And And then 35 years later, just about, my grandma had passed, and the VFW and her community honored my family by letting us use their services, their facilities for the service. And it was so touching, and it just refreshed in my head how much the VFW offers not just their community, but people. We were complete strangers, and they offered us a home. And
wow.
we were treated like family. And that's really what spurred and motivated connecting with our VFW here in town, and that's what got the ball rolling. So if you're on our Facebook page, there's a letter there. If you come by the shop, I'll gladly hand you one. And it's just something little. I want to do something amazing for them, and they've done so much for us. And
that's how it works. So do you still do passport pictures?
We sure do.
Okay, so that's where we had our passport pictures taken. And so I would like to just before, you know, we'll refresh us in just a few minutes again about time, place, mm-hmm. where, when, what people can do. But when you're – okay, so you start to go work for Pages. Was that a background? Were you just trying to find a job? Were you in graphics? What was your thing when you started to work for Pages 4 years ago?
It was a little of both. I grew up doing a lot of bookkeeping. My dad's company had an after-school job, and then I just kind of fell into an open position they had. And then I've moved out of the area. I've lived in Portland and Seattle. I did a lot of number crunching on Excel spreadsheets, and I was burned out of numbers. Don't want to do numbers ever again. And so I started doing night classes, looking into graphic design. I got certificates. And then when I came back to Reading, I was like, I did not want to look at spreadsheets anymore. I want something fun, energetic. And the job was there, interviewed. I had to wait like a month, and then I got the opportunity to start. And it's so amazing to see how many creative.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yes.
And the people in Reading just have some amazing ideas, and it's cool to watch them come to fruition and be part of the projects.
So are you doing, when they say, I want to put together this invitation,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do, and then you can print them.
We get.
Okay, so then you know that you have to bite off a big chunk. It's one thing to be an employee.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in when it comes to, you know, the insurance for slip and fall,
yep.
Unemployment,
mm-hmm.
Name it.
Yeah, it's
that's a whole. Now you've entered into another realm that people don't understand if they've never owned a business.
Being the business owner, the front of the shop, working with the customers and the projects is amazing. It's fun. I can do it all day long. I enjoy it. The back end, we're looking at books and again spreadsheets, which I've tried to avoid.
And responsibility.
Yes, it's a big learning curve. A lot of learning. Well,
let me talk about Kevin's business. Every time we've gone down there, we've had nothing but outstanding service. It's a local business. I've got the page up right now. When you get based on your reviews are 5 stars out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
You do things for people that you're really people oriented and customer oriented there.
And if you don't provide someone the service they want with a smile on your face, why should they come into your shop? And so we try to treat everyone with the love and respect that they deserve as a person, let alone a customer.
So here's what I'd like really to do. Here's my call to action is if you got anything that you need, photos, you know, for passports or things for copying or anything like that, and you can do design work,
mm-hmm.
do all of that, head on down to Pages, and it's at 1645 Pine Street. So it's on the corner of Pine and Placer right there. And they're doing a fundraiser for VFW Post 1934, so you can just stop in there because it's kind of like drive down Placer all the time or Pine Street. Stop in and just give you a donation, and mm-hmm. it gets you entered for raffle prizes and mm-hmm. things like that. And on the 30th,
we're going to have a giant block party. We're going to close off the parking lot there at Pages. We've gotten some donations from Lagunitas, Fall River, and some other. We're going to have a food truck there. We're going to have the Moores, the new owner of Escape Reading. They're going to bring their mobile escape room. So we're going to have, and they're going to donate a lot of the proceeds straight over to the VFW as well.
Okay.
So we're just going to have a giant, hey, we turned 35, come together. It's the start of the 3-day weekend. So let's just join as a community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And support a great business here. Correct. I'm pretty sure that we'll donate a concealed carry class.
There we go.
From Northern Firearms Instruction.
And we have a lamination machine, so once you get that license, bring it in. We'll laminate your little car.
I've got to figure out how you can do that, because I just got my new one yesterday, and I'm trying to get it so it fits into my wallet, but it just... I'm just going to bring it to you and say, here, Kev, figure this one out.
We'll just throw it on the laminator. It'll be fine. It's amazing how many people in this town do actually have those licenses. And it's
about 11,000 in Shasta County.
We had a 91-year-old lady come in the other day, and she has four on her card. I was teasing her. It was great.
I've got to run. This is Kevin Hardy
Thank
from
you.
Pages, located Pages Copy Center at 1645 Pine Street. Thanks a lot, Kevin, for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after the news.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Listen. While touting what he describes as a great relationship with the NRA, President Trump says there is at least one gun law that he strongly favors.
We need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
Mr. Trump saying he's been in touch with congressional leaders from both parties.
And they understand we don't want insane people, mentally ill people, bad people, dangerous people. We don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people.
On the trade dispute with China, the president says the U.S. has no choice but to slap tariffs on Chinese imports in a bid to level the playing field.
We're talking to China. We're not ready to make a deal, but we'll see what happens.
The president also saying he has received what he describes as a beautiful letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un, opening the possibility of another meeting with the North Korean dictator. The president speaking with reporters moments ago, another of his impromptu news conferences on the White House lawn before he heads out of town. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says that he is willing to consider background checks and other gun-related bills once the Senate returns to work from its August recess. Various Republican organizations are freezing their spending on Twitter after the platform locked Senator McConnell's campaign account. That was done after the campaign posted a video showing the violent and vile left-wing protesters who had gathered outside McConnell's home in Louisville. On Wall Street this morning, stocks giving back some of yesterday's gains. Key averages in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 181 points. While the NASDAQ Composite Index is off 80, the S&P 500 Index currently down 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
17 current and former Goldman Sachs officials facing criminal charges in Malaysia. Those charges stem from their roles in the alleged multi-billion-dollar ransacking of a state investment fund.
The 1MDB scandal has sparked investigations in at least six countries, including the United States. It's alleged that over a five-year period, billions of dollars were diverted from a Malaysian government-controlled development fund into private bank accounts controlled by wealthy individuals, including the then Prime Minister Najib Razak, who's currently facing an array of criminal charges. Goldman Sachs has been implicated because it handled a series of bond sales intended to raise $6.5 billion for the fund, much of which is believed to have been stolen. Malaysia's Attorney General said those charged could face steep fines or jail terms.
And that is BBC's economics correspondent Theo Leggett reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Virginia health officials say the bacteria that causes Legionnaires' disease has turned up at seven locations in one county, including schools and a hospital.
The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports health officials have been scouring sites in Chesterfield County following 10 recent cases of Legionnaires' disease among older adults and people with underlying medical conditions. Legionnaires' disease is a severe type of pneumonia. The Mayo Clinic says it can be treated with antibiotics, and most people contract it by inhaling the germs. Health officials say they usually see about three cases each summer. Alex Samuel, director of Chesterfield's health district, says the bacteria was found in cooling towers at the location. But Samuel says the discoveries don't necessarily mean there's an outbreak. Keith Peters reporting.
Springfield, Missouri police say they've arrested an armed man who showed up at a Walmart store wearing body armor, sending panicked shoppers fleeing the store. No shots were fired. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday the 9th. Several things to celebrate today. One of them would be Karen's birthday, and I'm sure there's other birthdays out there. So happy birthday,
Michelle Dean.
That's right. Well, we celebrated her birthday last weekend. So, and of course, everybody knows your birthday was on Monday.
Yeah.
Today,
my present was the air conditioning blowing.
Yeah,
up.
Partly sunny today with our highs of 87. Isn't that interesting? And chance of showers tonight with our lows of 62. Tomorrow calls for a high of 81 with chance of showers as well. Decreasing clouds with our lows of 61 on Saturday night. Sunday, sunny, high of 94. Clear throughout Tuesday. And we get up to 99 on both Monday and Tuesday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. 365-3793. Now,
let's go to the
one
phone.
Of our favorite peeps, someone we love to hear from, and I know we have to keep a professional, but Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, President Wells Fargo advisor, what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, today the major averages are starting out in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 204 points at 26,172. The S&P 500 is off 23 points at 2,914. The NASDAQ Composite is losing 89 points at 7,949. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, AmBev down 3 cents at $5.07 per share. Transocean down 22 cents, trading at $4.36. Lido's Holdings off $1.41 at $82.31. For local stocks of interest, Walmart down $1.15 at $107.36. PG&E off 35 cents, trading at $18.16. And Costco down $1.18 at $273.72. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.69%. And over to commodities, gold is down 30 cents at 1,502. Silver up 4 cents at 1705 per ounce. And crude oil up $1.73 at $54 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan
Thank
Eastman.
Thank you.
You know what? You never want to – I mean, when I see Susan, and she's such a nice person, but I've never called her Susie.
Financial
probably
advisor.
Probably because you'd probably punch me in the face.
No,
only my dad gets to call me that.
Okay, that's right.
And then when I was in grade school, there was five Susans. That was a very popular name in the 50s, uh-huh. Not to age me, but I was stuck to Susan the whole time. I have to have that name.
Okay.
Don't change it to Susanna or anything like that. No.
That's it.
So, confirm on that.
Our
anyway,
favorite...
happy continued birthday celebrations, Carl. I know you're going to keep partying through the weekend.
I'm trying.
Birthdays last a week these days.
Yes, they do.
Linda's lasted a month. No, I think her 50th lasted like 3 months.
Well, so. We get to see
right,
you. We get to
everyone
see you.
Wants to have a birthday party with
I,
you.
I know. We get to see you next week, so we're looking forward to that.
That's
you
right.
Have a wonderful weekend as well. Susan Eastman.
Thank you, everyone.
Wells Fargo
Bye-bye.
Advisor. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, wow. Located at 2705 Park Marina Drive, Redding, California. Give her a call at 243-7561. Okay, so I don't know where Lane is. I think we're going to give him a call here at the break and see if he's just running a little bit late here.
Well, do you want me to go over five things you need to know today? Okay, so all eyes are going to be on Iowa this weekend as the 2020 Democratic candidates descend on the state for soapbox speeches.
Iowa.
And, of course,
okay, this is so funny. Okay, this is where, okay, Iowa, they're going to the state fair where you have deep-fried Oreos. They have a steak sundae.
Ooh.
And see, this has ruined candidacies. Fred Thompson shows up with a $500 set of Gucci loafers.
A pair of Dean, the
guy that was running for Democrats. Mm-hmm. He took one bite of the deep fried Oreo and he threw the rest of it into the trash can. And you've got two vegans coming there, Cory Booker out of New Jersey, and they're going to offer him this stuff and watch what happens. I mean, this can make or break you. There at the Iowa State Fair. I think it's great.
All right, so I'm going to just go down the list here. And, of course, this when I pull up five things you need to know, CNN specializes in this. So this is from
– just remember it's from CNN.
I'm just saying. And number one, immigration. The first day of school turned into a nightmare for hundreds of families in Mississippi when 680 people were detained in a record-setting immigration raid. Immigration officers detained undocumented workers at seven food processing plants across the state. Images and video from some of the locations show children sobbing and pleading for their parents. We saw it last night. Every single outlet watched it. That's a sidebar. So about 270 migrants were released and placed into proceedings before federal immigration courts, leaving at least 377 migrants still in ICE custody.
Okay, now here's the question. Did every one of them present a Social Security card that says they can work there? Did I think the name of it was it Foster Farms? Did they check to make sure every one of them had a Social Security card number? If they didn't, then what's happening to Foster Farms? Is it against the law to hire illegals? It's against the law for illegals to give fake Social Security numbers. It's against the law to come here. What I'm saying is if you had something like E-Verify where they have to, you know, where they can be looked at, then you hold the owners responsible for hiring people through E-Verify. It's a simple thing to me. You end the immigration problem. I mean, as far as jobs go, unless you can, you know, and say Foster Farms needs 100 workers. They can't find them here in the United States. Then they put out this thing where they come over on a visa for working there specifically. They stay for a year. They go back home.
Right.
But Foster Farms is then responsible for them for having, you know, for housing and all these other things. So E-Verify and then workers' permits to come over to our country, to me, seems like it would solve a lot of the problems.
Number two, another resignation closes out a tumultuous week for the White House. Foreign Service Officer Chuck Park resigned from the State Department and issued a blistering criticism of President Trump on his way out in an op-ed for the Washington Post. Park said he could no longer serve in the complacent state and let career perks silence his conscience.
Of course, he's probably at that point where he can retire, right? Of course, they wait till then. You know what? They show all these guts when they're retiring, and they got their bucks. You know, that does not impress me.
Number three, the Houston shooting. The city of Houston is on alert after a gunman killed two people on a freeway during yesterday's evening rush.
Yeah,
the
road
shooter
rage.
Is still on the road. Police say they don't have a motive for the attack, but noted there were narcotics found in the attacker's vehicle. Tensions were also raised in Springfield, Missouri, when an armed man in his 20s was arrested after causing a panic at a local Walmart.
He starts to walk in with an AK.
Yes.
I guess it was a fake AK, as they find out later, and some fireman jumped on him. He's lucky if he'd walked into to a lot of Walmarts, and he's carrying an AK, he'd been shot as soon as he walked through the door.
Number four, the bitter struggle between India and Pakistan over the contested area of Kashmir continues to cast a pall over the region.
That's going to be hard. You know what the scary thing is about India and Pakistan? They both have nukes.
Well, okay, I'm going to go back to another. I didn't even go to the nukes, but they're and one of the sites I'm looking at today is that they the Russians are I'll have to go to it, but they think that there was a nuclear test missile that went wrong in Russia.
Oh yeah.
And
as long as it landed in Russia, we're okay.
It landed in Russia, but what's happening to the citizens there?
Okay.
But buckle up, because we could be headed for a busier than normal hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced. It expects 10 to 17 named storms, including 5 to 9 hurricanes. Things are predicted to stay quiet for the next couple of weeks, but meteorologists warn the peak of the season is yet to come. In the Eastern Hemisphere, the next dangerous storm is already bearing down on parts of China. The country has issued a red alert in anticipation of Typhoon Lakima. As this morning, the storm winds up to 133 miles per hour, making it the equivalent of Category 4 hurricane. When Lakima, that's L-E-K-I-M-A, hits, areas along the coast of China will be at risk at heavy rains and flooding.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, where Linda likes to hang out if I'm not, you know, attached to her hip right then. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is a place to go if you're looking for great jewelry at great prices. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for State Assembly District 1. I'm having a great time getting out and talking with the people of District 1. I have learned a lot. One issue affecting Siskiyou County that is of great concern to me is the Klamath Dam Removal Project. Extreme environmentalists want to remove these four dams with destructive results. The effect is called rewilding the Klamath River. Humans, of course, are not considered. This destroys current Klamath River ecosystem habitat, including the release of 20 million cubic yards of toxic sediment, flooding, poor water quality, loss of property value, loss of hydroelectric power, all at a cost of $4 billion to you, the taxpayer, and the ratepayer. And while this affects the residents of Siskiyou County, if this project is completed, the next one just might be in your county. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her people, her band of merry helpers over there at Home Helpers. If she'll work out a plan that's good for you, whether it's for full-time care or just part-time care, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. Bill Shuler has now been anointed as the police chief for the Reading Police Department.
Oh, that's great.
It is great. I know Bill. He's been on the show a couple times. He's a man that's tech savvy, which means is that you have the ability to, as I think of it, as a force multiplier. Because if you don't have enough people, you can use tech in a variety of different ways to help, like shorten times that they have to write reports, that puts that you can do intelligence of the battlefield. In this case, it's of the city, or learning where things are happening, where things are going to happen. You can do predictive intelligence. But Bill's all over that, and he has said he's going to be here at least 3 years. So, you know, I think this is something, unless you bring in somebody totally different or you start skipping, that's what you're going to get. Because the ones of this era, the police are at that 30-year retirement. And when they work beyond 30 years, they're working essentially for free. And in Sheriff Basenko's case, it's like he's paying to work here. He's paying to work as the sheriff. I'm not kidding you. I'll have him explain that sometime when he's on the show. Anyway, so congratulations to Bill Shuler. I'm sure there'll be a seamless transition into the department. Now, an incident happened in Montana. It appears that at a rodeo in Missoula, Montana, as the national anthem was being played, A young person, 13, refused to take his hat off for the national anthem. The man behind him said, you know, would you please take this off? You know, take off your hat there. Guy's a veteran. The kid turns around and curses him.
Ooh.
The veteran grabs him by the throat, lifts him off the ground, and throws him down. Well, he got arrested for that. And frankly, as soon as the kid cursed him, I think, hey, you're old enough to use words like that. Yeah, you're old enough to take the responsibility of saying words like that. And anyway, so the veteran's going up, and they're trying to do he has traumatic brain injury. They're trying to use a thing that he thought he was being told by Trump to make sure that people
what
that people respect the flag. Well, you know, that's where they're going for it. But frankly, I was thinking about this. I thought, you know what? How many times do you want to tell somebody? Well, I have told them, hey, take your hat off. National anthem. Nobody has ever said to me, oh, you know, most of the time they go, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what I would do if I told a kid that. He turns around and he uses the F-bomb on me. Yeah, F-bomb you. I just can't help but think
I know. I would not want – that wouldn't be pretty.
You know what? If you're going to use – I think I would tell him, kid, if you're going to use adult words like that, then I'm going to treat you like an adult. Now, do you want to take off that hat? And, you know, at that point, it's not the hat anymore. Now it's not. It is not the hat. It's respect. It's respect for people that have asked you to do something that's not impossible. But you want to say something like that to me? And then go, but he was just 13. Hey, I'm 70. Guess what? We can meet in the middle someplace. Anyway, But if his parents were there, I think then I would address it to his parents.
Mm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Is this the kind of kid you're raising? There would be a problem at the rodeo.
I get it. I get how you feel. I get that people are crazy over people kneeling during the national anthem. I get that we're walking around on the streets, friends that we know that are to the left, friends that we know that are to the right, and kind of tiptoeing around right now because it feels so volatile. Okay, story here, implant, just a second.
Implant?
Yeah, just a minute. I'm going to implant this in the middle of your rant.
It wasn't a rant. I was just saying what happened.
But everybody, I feel a rant coming on. So across the street, there's a house for sale.
There is.
And I don't know why it's fallen to escrow. I don't know how many times. But our next door neighbors who are really part of the lean in girl crowd, the Chestnut Girl crowd.
The Chestnut Street Girl Gang.
Yeah. Who's a very good watchdog. She is a good friend. I don't want to say watchdog. You know what I mean? She's a good friend, but she really watches the neighborhood, has the cameras, and is on the lookout, you know, always making sure that things are safe. Well, I get a text from her that there were two transients that actually broke into that house, and they were... Because she sent out something. There's a guy in a red jacket that's going in deep to a couple houses that I've seen. He's in the backyard. He's looking around. So, we've got workers around the house and everything. So I was telling him, you may want to, if you leave tools and stuff in the back of your car, I may want to know this. Well, to make a long story short, she finds out that they got into the house and they literally said, this is our house. And the owners came in and said, no, I'm sorry. This is our house. So there was a big argument. I don't know where it went from there, but they took their for sale sign down, because they did not want to encourage any more transients looking at empty house, for sale sign. We're going to go live there for a while.
Well, we had a woman that I've seen down at the post office here out sitting on our curb looking at that house. Oh, was it last week?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I was leaving, and so I called Michelle and said that, you may want to, letting her know. And she was watching her. She said, yes, I've seen her. Anyway, so if you'd like a house to be our neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Oh, we love
a neighborly day in this beautiful.
Yeah,
so cool.
If you want to be a neighbor to us, here it is. I might want to tell you that the floor looks like it's concave. Which is probably why it's fallen through escrow a few times. But if you want to live in our neighborhood and be our neighbor. Okay. We talked about Bill Shuler. We talked about the national anthem. Rosie Ruiz. Do you remember that name? Rosie Ruiz, Linda.
Okay.
She is the woman who came in and had won the woman's marathon in Boston.
Okay.
The Boston Marathon, Rosie Ruiz. And she comes across. She's nationally famous for like 5 minutes until people say, who is this woman? And then people were saying, I saw her on the subway. And other people were saying, one of the runners, that was a commentator says, that was a great time. She says, what do you run your splits in? And she didn't know what splits were. She just says, no, I just run a lot. And it turns out that Rosie never admitted that she didn't run it, but they took it away from her. She just passed away at age 66, running her 105th marathon. No, I'm just kidding about that part. She just passed away. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. John Lopie up in Siskiyou County is taking shootings and joking about shootings or even comments about shootings very, very seriously. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Here it is, August the 9th, a Friday. It's 8:29 in the morning. It's 67 degrees, going up to a high of, looks like, 91 today. Can that be? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Sunday. It's going up to 86 today. It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 67 degrees, going up to about 84 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and nations, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health, and a fully accredited chest pain center. This and much more at Shasta Regional Medical Center. John Lopey, sheriff of Siskiyou County.
Yes.
Yeah, great guy. There was somebody who put some things on Snapchat, and they were informed about it. He made a comment, something like he idolized the shooters at these mass shootings, and then a couple other things. So Lopey and his people found him, and they've detained him for 72 hours. Now, there's a difference between arresting and detaining. If you understand that 5150, if somebody is a danger to themselves or others, you can detain them and have them examined by psychologists and psychiatrists, you know, one or the two, to see if they are a danger to themselves or others. And the guy, when they arrested, you know, when they picked him up, said, "Oh no, I was just talking." Well, for the next 72 hours, he's going to be talking to psychs that are going to talk to him and see just how serious this is. Now, this is what is so great about this. I've got to call John and find out who told them about the Snapchat chat, or does he have his own officers looking at these sites? But I mean, there's so many people on it. I don't see how they could have found it. So this is what we as citizens can do. How many posts from Facebook do you get a day, Linda? Thousands?
Well,
I mean, literally.
I don't know, because I know I have, like, just had a bunch that I didn't look on my Facebook for a week and a half, so I had like 17 friend requests.
Yeah, but you've got like over 2,000 people,
right?
In your
so friends. I mean, probably, but if they post a daily, but it moves. If you don't look on it, you don't even see the post. So
that's right. So we miss a lot of that. But here's what I'm getting at: people that are on Snapchat or Twitter or Facebook, if somebody's posting something like this, and if you don't, you know, they're just on your Facebook like this, and it's kind of like, maybe the police need to see this. There's nothing wrong with calling the police and say, "Hey, look, I took a screenshot of this. You may want to know about this." If somebody starts talking about killing people, or, you know, a hatred and something should happen to people, or idolizing murderers, you know, these mass shooters, I think it's time to probably call in the law, you know, and there may be nothing there. It may be just somebody running their mouth, and, you know, I call it keyboard courage. They're out there writing. Well, no, people say things online they would never say to a person's face. We know that. The only difference I can think of that is Rob McDonald, who is a hard left Democrat, who sat in here in front of us and said, "Oh no, Republicans should be, you know, should be hung for treason." Remember that?
Yes, I do. That. I do.
And
remember
I looked
that
at Rob
early on,
because Rob's a nice, you know. And when he said that, and I went, "Well, Linda's Republican. You want to hang her?" And he looks at her and he goes, "Well, no, I don't want to hang Linda. I'm talking about politicians." But okay. but he said it to our face. But other people don't. They get on the keyboards. They are the bravest people in the world.
Okay,
they
so
would never say that to you. Every so often you'll see things like this. And what I'm getting at before I hand it over is, if you see something like this that's strange, or it looks violent, or it could be like people, you know, thinking about this or starting to act the stuff out, call the police. Call the highway. No, call your police or sheriff and say, "This is some strange stuff right here."
Well, so I have to share something here. Making the bed this morning and thinking about the idea that Carl and I want to do free fire radio across America. And we want to wrap whatever we're going to do. It's either a trailer to the truck, or we do something. You know, we want to use all local businesses as we do this, as a voice from Northern California. And that I started thinking about, if we're going to go into certain places, if we've got a flag on our, because I want to wrap it in red, white, and blue with stars and stuff. If we're going to, the thought occurred to me today that we may be harassed because we're driving around with free fire radio across America.
KCNR 96.5
yes,
FM.
That it may be.
But it shows that it's a radio station.
Yeah, but it crossed my mind. I never thought that I would, that kind of "we may be harassed" would cross my mind, because of the state of what we're living through right now in our country.
That's interesting.
And that people will throw things. They'll throw milk. Even when like you fur coats, remember they used to throw paint on the fur coat if you're wearing a fur coat in the Bay Area? That kind of thing. Are we going to be vandalized? Are we going to be threatened? I mean, we're going to go to the northern part of the country, down through the southern part of the country, and just every day do a live remote and talk to people. And I think we really need to say, we have Dave Ramsey, we're for what, you know, are you left or right? It doesn't matter. We want to hear how you are feeling right now during the state of going into choosing another, the next president of the United States. How are you feeling? How's it affecting your family? I really want to hear, not just, but I just started, for the first time this morning, I'm just sharing. I thought, when is somebody going to throw eggs at us?
Well, when you get things like this, when you have a candidate for president that gives the names of people he says that support racism and are, you know, by donating to Donald Trump. And he gets on the air, and even the MSNBC host says to him, he says, don't you think that when you identify people like this, that this could lead to problems? Don't you think that there's people out there, especially now, you know, when you're saying, that they're supporting a climate of hate that's going to come after him? You know, of the 44 people's names he put on there, like 11 of them are retired. One's a single woman, retired. And he puts it on there. One of them, by the way, does not support Trump and is a Democrat, but his name was on it. And then one of the guys says, you know, that they interviewed him. He says, look, he says, I am so tired of being bullied by jerks like Castro because I voted for somebody. Because I have the right as an American citizen. How dare anybody else put my name out there and target me like that? And this is somebody running for president, even though he's got less than 1% support, as he should. But it was his brother, who is a representative in the House of Representatives, that did this, that put it out. Oh, well, you know, it was already out there. Retweeted it. That's a lie. That's a lie. It was his tweet. It wasn't a retweet. It was a tweet. And this is where we've gotten to, that we want to identify people, call them hate, that support hate crimes and racism. And now let's go after them. Haven't we already had enough of that in this country? Haven't we? Because you voted for Trump, you're a racist. You're a homophobic, you're a xenophobic, you are, you know, every phobic that you can put down there, you're like that? Really? Has it come to the point where they want to bully people because of who they voted for, who they may support monetarily? Is that where the Democrat Party really wants to be? Is this where the people that are running for president, and this is what they're saying, they're calling all of them, they're calling, he's racist, and the people that support him are racist. What they're trying to do is peel away voters. That's their whole thing. They can't. This thing about impeachment's dead. The thing about the Russians is dead. So what's left? It's not the economy. It's not the fact he's pulling us out of Afghanistan. He's pulled us out of Syria, that he destroyed ISIS, that there's more people of color working at the highest rates ever. That the middle class income has gone up, no matter what you hear, but it has gone up. Corporations are moving back to America. See, they can't go after that. They can't do that. So now all of anybody that votes for Trump is being bullied. You know, you wouldn't stand for this kind of bullying in school or for your – you know what? What if you had your kid called names? What if you did that? You wouldn't stand for that. You go – you know, you go to school and say, this had better stop, or I'm going to have your butt. But yet it's okay to say that if you voted for Trump, the same people that would fight like hell for their kids being bullied turn around and use the same language against Trump supporters. You can't have it both ways. You know, go after him on the issues. If you think he's racist, fine, but do not keep attacking his you know, the people that voted for him, because I tell you what, that just makes a lot of people dig in. Oh yeah, I'm a racist? You think so, huh? So that's the way you think of me. Then how are you going to treat me if you become president? How are you going to reach out to those people and say, well, I know you racist out there? Well, those racists are half the country then. You know, again, Joaquin Castro. What a jerk. What a jerk. And his brother, Julian. I guess Julian's running for president. Joaquin is his brother, who's the House of Representatives. Two jerks. You know, congratulations, Texas, for producing those two. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, I guess it's kind of, I guess it's kind of apropos. Northern Firearms Instruction for concealed carry. The amount of people checking into concealed carry after these shootings has just jumped astronomically across the United States because you've got to be able to protect yourself. The chief of police, Roger Moore, sat right here and said this on Wednesday, that you've got to be able to, he says, there's not going to be police there. If you've got a concealed carry license, you've got to train, you've got to be able to be proficient with it, and then you can defend yourself and others. Northern Firearms Instruction is a company that will teach you how to do that. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. This is Carl Lindebot. It is 8:45 in the morning. It's 67 degrees, going up to 84 today. Weather reports brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back after these messages. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Just a small town girl. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:50 in the morning here on the 9th of August. It's about 77 degrees. I'm sorry, it's like 70 degrees going up to 84 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Bathurst Avenue, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, give them a call at 244-9478. Hey, I want to clear something up. When I talked about what happened in Missoula, Montana, with the veteran who was asked the kid to take off his hat during the national anthem, the kid turned around and cursed at him. The veteran is the one with the traumatic brain injury. However, he picked the kid up by his neck and threw him down. And
by
I
his
guess
throat.
He, and I, yeah, by his throat. And he, and the kid's in a hospital with a concussion. So violence is no good. It's like I said, you know, I'm talking to, my friend, Jared back there, and he says, I said, what would you have done? He said, well, I would have said the same thing back to him. And at that point, I realized I might have turned loose 32 years in the Marine Corps language. And then, you know, we could have just stood there like two kids screaming insults at each other, but not to touch them, you know. One of you has to be an adult. Obviously not me. Hey, the top five breeds of dogs.
Is this how we want to close out our Friday show?
We got Terry on the line.
I thought,
okay, let's go to Terry first, then I'll finish with the five dog breeds. Okay, Terry, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
It's Friday.
Well, you know, I wanted to bring a couple of things to light real quick, and that is that concealed carry is not a right. It's a privilege. And in Shasta County, we have 10,000 people who have concealed carry. I mean, if you can trust them with concealed, you can trust them with open. And open is the only protected right, according to the Supreme Court and the Ninth Circuit, under the Second Amendment. So if we get a new sheriff in, and we asked the sheriff this question last Monday night, if we get a new sheriff in and that sheriff says, hey, Carl, I'm just not issuing CCWs or renewing them anymore, he has the right to do that, which means you could no longer have a CCW. So the idea of our police chief, who's never issued a CCW, saying we should all have them is fine and dandy. But the real deal is that we don't even have control over something that's a right for us. So I think that in a lot of cases, this all sounds good. But the real deal is that, I mean, you know, Carl, I know if open carry was legal, you'd probably carry concealed. Most people would. But the idea is that you're trusted to have this firearm, so basically, that should be something, whether you conceal or open, it should make any difference if you basically qualify under that rule. But the last thing I want to say is that 31 states in the United States of America have no restriction. In other words, Carl, you can walk into Bastiani Arms, buy a pistol, put it on your hip, and walk out the door. 14 states have a restriction of a permit for open carry, and 5 states are very, very restrictive. In California, you cannot get a 26-150 B2, which is an open carry permit. They do not issue them, even though they can, in counties under 2,000. So basically, all this stuff sounds politically good, but the real deal is if we get a sheriff or they decide to pull our concealed carry, they're within their rights because, according to the Supreme Court, the only protected right we have is the open carry of a loaded weapon. That's why we have this court case going.
Okay.
All right, you two. Listen, have a good weekend. Saw Jackson Brown last night.
I'm not arguing.
No, I saw Jackson Brown last night.
How was that?
Running
on empty. Loved him. It was great. We all stood up and sang and danced.
Oh,
it was
man.
Great.
Did you do Running on Empty?
Oh, yeah, at the end, man. We called him back for more music.
And that's awesome.
Oh, you have to. If he doesn't do Running on Empty, you've got it. You know, you've got to throw things at the stage until he comes back.
They are so amazing. They're such great musicians.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Okay, Terry. Take care.
Terry's show is on this Sunday. Yeah.
In fact,
have a great weekend.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about the top five dog breeds in
top
America.
Five?
I want to start with five.
Okay.
Number six is the Beagle. You know, my parents
have. Well, I have 10. I've got 10 in front of me.
Okay, we'll go for the top 10. Yeah, go for the top 10.
Number 10 is, believe it or not, Yorkshire Terriers.
So little Yorkies, we have a friend, Bert, a big, tough guy. I mean, he is a big, tough guy. Construction guy. You don't want to mess with Bert. But when Bert sits down, there's a little Yorkie sitting on his shoulder. It is. I don't even know how to describe it, except that he loves that little dog.
And this is a fun fact. Yorkies became a fashionable pet in the late Victorian era, but they actually started off as vermin catchers in clothing mills.
Wow. So terriers are little fighters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number nine, German short-haired pointers.
You know, some people say the German short-haired pointer is the best all-around dog out there.
GSPS are known as great hunting and field dogs because of their intelligence and strong sense of smell.
And they can hunt almost anything, but they're also good in the home.
Yes.
So, okay.
Number eight, Rottweilers. Known as protective guardians, Rottweilers can have a softer side as loving and loyal companions to their owners.
You know, I've known people with Rottweilers,
yep.
And those Rottweilers are just like a puppy. And the only problem is they're like 110 pounds of puppy. But they will protect the house. I would like to walk in a house, break in a house, and there's a Rottie sitting there.
No.
No, you wouldn't want
Don't
that.
Don't you remember The Omen? Oh.
Oh.
That's right.
All right.
Number seven, poodles. They come in standard miniature and toy size varieties, but all poodles are considered one extremely intelligent breed. As for the fancy haircut, the poodle clip is designed to protect the joints and organs in cold water, even though most work as family dogs now.
Okay.
Number six, beagles. That's what you do. Curious and merry.
My parents had a beagle, I remember, when I was a kid.
Yep. And they
used to dig up the backyard.
Yeah, and it says they often get into trouble. That's what happens with
the beagle. I tell you what, this is true. My mom's talking on the phone. She tells me this. She's talking on the phone, and the dog comes over and pees on her leg because it wanted to go out, so he just thought he'd let her know. Okay.
Number five, bulldogs, a presidential pick. Both Calvin Coolidge and Warren Harding own these dignified, courageous canines. Number four, French bulldogs. Frenchies have big personalities that require minimal exercise. It's no wonder the big-eared pooches are also the top choice in New York, San Francisco, and Miami, AKC announced.
The only problem is that they snore because they have flat faces. They snore, and they're heavy. They're little, but they're just like we dog sat a Frenchie one time, and that dog would, it was just a puppy, and it would run into Elk Killer and roll her across the
right.
room because it was playing, and they're little dense little things. Number three.
Golden Retrievers.
No surprise.
This intelligent, friendly breed is basically the movie star of the group, which starring roles in Full House, Air Bud, and Homeward Bound.
I knew a family that had it, and she was small. And, of course, the Golden Retriever is good size. She had to give the dog something to take when she walked in, like to retrieve it.
Right.
And so she would hand the dog her purse or something, and the dog would run over and take it into the bedroom and leave it. I mean, it had to, or the dog would just harass her.
Have you seen the commercials where they open up the trunk and the dogs actually help them take the groceries out of the car or get the paper?
My favorite.
Take the groceries out of the car and bring it up to the house.
You know, okay, that's okay. But my favorite is when they go over, they open up the refrigerator, get a can of beer and bring it over to you so you don't have to keep going in there all the time.
Number two, German Shepherds. These trusted companions often work as police dogs and service dogs because they're fiercely loyal to their main caretakers.
I've been bitten twice. Once by a German Shepherd when I was fighting with its owner, or play fighting.
Well,
we weren't fighting. We were just, you know, but he came over and latched onto my back pocket. And the other one was a Lhasa Apso that, you know, that I was going, this is a weird dog. And they were,
ankle biter.
They said, hand me the dog. And am I handing the dog over? The dog managed to bite me on the leg.
Uh-oh.
And I was wearing shorts and I was bleeding.
Ankle biter.
And I'm like, what is this?
Nope.
This is a dog. Okay. Drum roll, the number one dog in America
is a Labrador Retriever. These friendly and active pups have held the top spot for the past 28 years in a row. This is a do-everything breed that needs to be with its humans. Longtime breeder Aaron Hentlin Hall told the AKC, it personifies the definition of versatility, hunting, showing, family, dock diving, tracking, obedience. It's as American as baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie.
You know what? The and if you ever, I don't know if you've ever seen the seen these videos of Labrador puppies, but you know, how can you not like a Labrador puppy? It showed this one where the mom had 12 puppies, and she walks into the room. Into the little room, and they were keeping them. And they all start going for mom to feed.
Oh,
and
man.
Mom, it took her like 46 seconds to cow. Every one of them, they were all sitting down. They were all lying there just watching mom, but they were not coming toward her. It was great. Anyway. Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Have a good weekend.
Make it a great day. Do something kind for people. And, you know, have tolerance because – you know, I know we're going to be visiting with a lot of people this weekend, and we just want to keep it neutral and happy and positive. Think about, you know, nature and gratitude.
No politics.
And just do not get involved in the name-calling and the rolling of your belly in the dirt. Just don't.
Rolling of your belly in the dirt.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that.
Kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the booze.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that sometimes. Everybody have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves out there. We'll be back Monday with a very exciting show. Watch us on Facebook. You'll find out who. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.